The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Israel assured its Arab neighbours that it will not threaten their security in its response to the barrage of drones and missiles that Iran launched towards its territory on Saturday, according to local media. Jordan and Saudi Arabia helped Israel to repel the attack by shooting down missiles, along with America, Britain and France. Earlier, Herzi Halevi, the head of the Israel Defense Forces, said that Iran's attack would be met with a response. Israel's Western allies have been urging Israel to exercise restraint in a bid to keep the conflict contained. The American dollar extended its strongest rally in over a year as investors bet on the Federal Reserve holding off on interest rate cuts until September. The greenback rose by 4.6% this year against a basket of six important currencies. Foreign exchange traders also flocked to the dollar, which is widely considered a safe haven over tensions in the Middle East. Wind farms added a record 117 gigawatts of capacity last year, according to the Global Wind Energy Council. That marked a 50% increase from 2022. But the industry body warned that more must be done to meet global targets set at COP28, the UN's climate conference. It called for at least 320 gigawatts of extra capacity to be added each year by 2030. Storms battered southwest Pakistan, killing at least 39 people. Authorities said that some victims were struck by lightning while harvesting wheat. Others were caught in flash floods. The provinces of Punjab and Balochistan were among the worst affected, with at least 29 people killed between them. Floods are also reported to have killed 33 people in neighbouring Afghanistan. International Paper beat out a bid from Mondi, a packaging firm, to acquire DS Smith, a British multinational. The all-stock deal, worth £7.8 billion or $9.9 billion, will merge the companies into a leading packaging conglomerate. International Paper, which is based in Tennessee, said the combined firm would seek a secondary listing in London. That would be a boon for the city's beleaguered stock exchange. Chaos erupted in Brussels as police moved to shut down a meeting of leading politicians on the European right. Viktor Orban, Hungary's prime minister, and Eric Zemmour, who ran for the French presidency in 2022, were slated to speak at the two-day National Conservatism Conference. The neighbourhood's mayor said he had ordered the closure of the event to guarantee public safety. Copenhagen's old stock exchange, Borsen, caught fire. All those inside were evacuated and expensive interiors were being removed. The building, which was completed in 1625, is among the Danish capital's oldest and was in the process of being restored. Its distinctive spire collapsed in flames earlier on Tuesday morning. The cause of the fire is not known yet. And figure of the day, $50 billion. The total value of subsidies and tax credits included in America's CHIPS Act.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.